been in the danger zone.
He got a basket.
Minus 5 stars.
That is Mungo.
Huh?
Yeah, my five. We got for you.
Jeff Harvey.
Skyway.
Play.
We'll play 21.
Fucking.
Oh, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the evening again, and that must mean it's time for Back to Basics Radio. But, holy shit, once again, it's not Susie the Elf, it's not that fucking talentless Wonder Realm, because we all know he can't fucking show up to do his fucking duty. It's the awesome Aussie B-Man. Now, tonight's show, we're going to do stuff a little bit differently, because I've only got... I'll be perfectly honest, this shit actually just got sprung on me, so I didn't really have any topics. All I've really got is one topic for tonight, and it's more of a personal thing because I'm sick and tired of this fucking certain subject coming up and no one saying fucking thing about it. And it's really getting on my nerves. So... how we're going to do this tonight is we'll start off with the topic of title shots. What you do to deserve them and what you don't do once you finally fucking get them. Okay? We're going to start off with that. Now, I do have a co-host tonight. They will be here shortly. So we will just wait. We'll wait for them to make their appearance. But for right now, let's get into this topic. Now, what started this topic off was I have a very good friend. Everyone knows her. That's Miss Shell Kneebreaker. Now, everyone knows that Shell has a very civic duty over at RAWF, in which she's one of the very lovely GMs that are there. Now, what I have a problem with is that there are certain little whiny bitches in RAWF, and unlike Judgment and Minifee on their little fucking show where, you know, they went on the big attack and they didn't fucking name names, I'm not that guy. I name and shame. That's what I do. So, there was an incident in which... Punisher, and I'm not really sure if the second one's Canadian Enforcer or another dude named CE. I'm pretty sure it's Canadian Enforcer because we all know Canadian Enforcer's one whiny little bitch. They've decided that, oh, they don't like the way that Shell runs things. So what's happened is that, is the fact that Punisher got a title shot. He said he deserved a title shot, which, hey, is cool. I like it. I like the fact that he's come out with some balls and said, you know what? I deserve this title shot. This is what I want. What I don't respect and what I find fucking pathetic is the fact that once Punisher found out that, oh, he's been put in a triple threat match, he's taken his ball and gone home. He hasn't risen to the occasion like I've known Punisher can do in the past. He didn't rise to the occasion, said, you know what, I'm going to do this triple threat match and I'm, you know what, I'll fucking turn this thing into a storyline. That's what I'll do. Punisher didn't do that, no. Punisher said, oh, this is too hard, triple threat match. I'm taking my ball and I'm going home. And I did just get confirmed that, yes, it was actually Canadian Enforcer. Now, what I find funny about Canadian Enforcer is Canadian Enforcer's telling Shell how to do a job when this motherfucker has been running Olympus Championship Wrestling and has not been able to get that bitch off the ground. Really, Canadian? You're going to tell Shell how to do a job when you own a motherfucking company? And to this day, you're still begging and pleading people to join that shit? You know what they say about those with stones? Don't throw them in glass houses, motherfucker. But anyways, Ah, now, onto the topic at hand with title shots and deserving them. My personal opinion on this is to get a title shot, you have to be one of three things. One, you have to have great wrestling ability. Two, you have to actually know what the fuck you're doing. And three, you have to be able to trash talk and make me believe it. Because if you can't do either of those three things, then what the hell makes you think you deserve a title shot? Period. It's like these stupid assholes I see in the Hall of Fame. You think majority of them say they deserve to be there, but matter of fact is, half of them, in fact, 80% of them, have done fuck all to get there besides kissing the ass of the person that ran that shit. And that's a fact.
That's a fact, Jack.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, here is the lovely host of this show who I had to step in for because she told me she was going to be away, but apparently she's planning to be canceled.
No, I told you I would be probably a few minutes late. And I'm actually doing pretty good. I'm not as, yeah. You know.
You call this late? Jesus. Like, you pretty much were here, like, 2 minutes into the show.
Yeah, well, it took me a few minutes, you know, to figure out who's logged in as host, co-host, you know, but I don't want to kick anybody from the chat, unlike some people do, but, yeah. Anyway, hi, everybody.
And Punisher, I got shit wrong, brother, because unlike most people, I actually know facts when I state the shit. And that's the fact that you went to Shell, you've gone to Shell, you've said you deserve a title shot, you deserve one-on-one, and then when Shell did her GM duties of saying, well, you know what, I'm going to make this a bit more interesting and make it a triple threat, you did not like it. You took your ball and you went home.
Let's see, Punisher got beat in his two matches and says, that's it, I'm leaving. If I remember correctly, because I read the scene.
Well, there you go. See, even
if
Susie
I remember correctly.
Even Susie read the scene and she's saying the exact same shit.
But you know what? I can always go back and double check because I do those kind of things.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Come on, Susie. You know me. I don't go and check facts. I just do the instigating around here. If you don't like it, tough shit.
All right, so here we go. Shell posts the triple threat match. And then, let's see. Oh, he complained about, oh, well, another hoop, I must jump. And then he kind of, let's see, Canadian Enforcer beats Sin. And then Canadian Enforcer beats Punisher. And then Punisher comes in and says, leaves the show. There. All right there. Y'all want to see it? I will be happy to post the link to the scene there in this there. Okay. Here's the thing. Whose show is it? Last I checked, it was Shell Show. It's Shell Shock. It's Shell Knee Breaker Show. Right?
Punisher, you said, but we should read before that. It was all sorted. No, Punisher. See, you're the one with the issue because you're going against what your general manager tells you to do, which... Hey, well, that's all well and good. You can get all cranky and everything else.
Here's the thing. It's Shell's show. If she wants to make a triple threat match, that's her prerogative. She's the GM of that show. Nobody else. And so she changed her mind. Okay? She changed her mind. But you know what? You know what the last post? You know what the, well, excuse me, the next to the last post is in the scene? Shell stated, note to self, next week, Punisher is the number one contender for the title.
And he chucked a Phil Brooks and fucking left. Damn.
Well, you know, well, that was before, he left before Shell stated that. But anyway,
so
you know.
So blow it up, why now? Blow it up, why? Seriously? Why do, what, do people not get my concept of me? Like, seriously? Like, hello, I am the best instigator in this place. I fucking blow shit up that's so small that, man, people get so pissy about it that I just love the chaos.
Oh, you know what? I just received some information. You know what happened 4 hours ago?
What happened four
hours
ago?
I'm going to go here, and I'm going to go look at RAWF. And, okay, first of all, you know, all of this that was going on in Shell Games was 4 hours ago. And you know what else happened 4 hours ago? Let's see. Punisher Hart's Reba May left RAWF.
But we do have another guest on the show. I don't think this man needs any introduction because I'm pretty sure he loves introducing himself anyways. And he has...
I take a few days off here. I ain't been online since Monday. I've been working a little, my manager's been working a little overtime and doing a few other things. I come back on tonight and all sorts of hell is broken loose in my company. Okay. Wonderful.
You know, I actually come into this late, but I don't even really know what the topic is. I know we were talking about what Punisher did today in the scene, but you know, I'm really tired of seeing people throwing hissy fits and leaving companies over stupid little things.
And so I'm looking at this. I'm looking at the scene now, and so let's see here. So he lost in a triple threat match. He didn't want it to be a triple threat match. Or I'm not sure. Apparently he was in queue earlier. Is he still in queue, Punisher?
Let's hear his side.
I'm in queue because I'm not mad. I'm not upset like you guys are trying to blow up. See, here was the deal. She asked somebody to challenge Drifty for the title. I jumped in the scene and said, then I'll challenge him. She said, then you got it. Next thing I know, I'm booked in a triple threat match. So instead of being a dick or bugging her or being an asshole, I sent her a message and said, look, I just didn't think that was right. She said, well, what was that? I said, well, I'm not trying to bug you during your show. Just hit me up when it's done. She said it was done, so I noted that I left the show because I wasn't going to deal with it. Yeah, I didn't want everybody to hit me up in that scene. I just wanted to talk to her about it. I'm not bitching or complaining or moaning like people want to instigate. The bottom line is all I wanted to do was find out why she announced I was going to fight Drifty and then I'm in a triple threat match. If she changed her mind, that's fine. I accept that because she's the GM of the company. But, you know, a situation between me and a question to somebody that's the GM for a company shouldn't be blown up and then instigated through everybody else on a radio show. There's no
I don't,
point in that.
Hold on.
Hey, Punisher, do you have the radio show going in the background?
No, I don't.
Because we're catching an echo from some.
No, because See, I'm on the road right now. No, I'm on my phone.
Check and see. I don't think it's me.
No, I think it's coming from Punisher. Are you on speakerphone?
No, no. I'm just on my regular phone.
Okay, because we're catching
really
an echo. And we didn't
have
that until you called in.
This is what happens, folks, when you use AT&T.
Pretty much.
But, well, you know, I mean, things like this are fair game for topics on radio shows.
Yeah, and I understand that, but I mean, at the same point, I mean, I wouldn't have had a problem if it wouldn't have been announced that I was fighting Drifty for a title. That was what my confusion was. It got clarified.
Okay, hang on. So your problem wasn't that you were in a triple threat match. Your problem was that you were facing a midget.
No, my problem was I was supposed to fight Drifty for a title, and then all of a sudden I got booked in a contendership match. That was what my problem was.
You basically had a problem with Shell improvising because a bunch of people came in at the same time, and she explained to me
that that's what was going on, and you know, shit happens. I understand that. I think that really she thought I was coming at her when I really wasn't. I was just asking a simple question. And I think that, unfortunately, because you can't show emotion in text, that I think she thought that I was like a lot of the pricks around the game trying to do so. And I really wasn't. I was going to comment on that tonight myself. I wasn't trying to be a dick or whine or complain. I was just trying to figure out why I was announced to fight a champion and that I was booked in a contendership match. That was all I was asking.
Okay. Well, then my next question is probably the biggest one. Why did you leave the company then?
Because she thought I was coming at her. I mean, if people think I'm trying to be a dick or rude, I'm not gonna stay in the company and make them feel that way. I was gonna ask for an invite back after everything cooled off, but
all right,
you know,
all
right,
but hang on, Punisher, are you a heel or are you a face?
Am I a heel or am I a face? I've fought back and forth since I came back. I'm really not 100% sure what I am right now. I'm kind of tweening. To be honest with you.
This is where I've got a problem. Because I hate fucking hearing myself fucking echo off people. It's fucking annoying. Okay?
Yeah, it's bad enough hearing you once. Sorry, I had to say that.
Amadeus, I've got two words for you. Amadeus style, okay? Anyways, fucking... See, here's my problem with it, okay? You didn't know whether you were a face or a heel. That was the perfect time for you to friggin' turn the friggin' switch and be like full heel and be like, yeah, okay, I'm anti-authority in this shit. But instead, people can fucking snap at me for saying this, I don't give a fuck, but truth is, you let OOC feelings get in the way and you left. True or false? Now I'm
going to unmute you. That is false, V-Man. There wasn't nothing about out-of-character feelings or out-of-character anything. To have a simple question of why something was done in a company has nothing to do with out-of-character, sir. So, no, you're kind of way wrong there, buddy. Yeah, you're way wrong there. But the bottom line is I had a simple question. It got blown out of proportion like many things do in the game. And that's the bottom line. Like, I wasn't trying to push things. I left the company to avoid drama, to avoid a bunch of bullshit because it's not needed. And I know how it goes. I've been in this game for a long time, just like you have, V-Man, and other people as well. So I'm not going to throw myself right in the fire pit.
As soon as I caught the feeling that she thought
I was coming at her was the minute I left the company, which was around the time of the show. Yes, I'll admit that, but... You know, if I'm wrong for leaving the company, I'll admit that. I'll apologize. Say, hey, I'm wrong for leaving the company. But to try and avoid a situation. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. How do you think it looks to somebody looking in on the situation? You have the show. You've got shell games going on. And you seem to get aggravated because you did not get the number one contender or the title match, that instead became a fatal three-way, and at the same time, then you leave the company. How do you think that looks for
company,
somebody looking in?
I left the company after that, after I answered the question, because she thought I was coming at her. That's when I left the company, ma'am. The reason
I understand
why
that, but I'm asking
I got upset
you.
In the first place, the reason why I got upset in the first place or even had a question was because she had already told me that I had the match with the champion and then I was booked in a contenders match. That was made after
I
left the company when she rectified that.
Basically, what this is a huge, big misunderstanding that is getting blown way out of proportion.
Yes, sir. That is exactly what it is.
That is exactly what I do, though. Come on, Jesus, people.
Okay, well,
you're good at what you do.
But you never did answer my question. Okay. You've explained to us what's happened, and that's fine. My question for you is somebody looking in at this does not know everything that you've
already told us.
All they see is what's happened in the scene,
and
that you left
RAWS.
Well,
how does that look to that person?
Well, are they reading the complete scene and reading where she told me I had the title shot or not? Because if you don't read the full scene, you're not going to understand what I'm talking about or where I'm coming from.
No, they've seen the scene.
People screen scenes nowadays. They don't actually take the time to read them.
I've read the scene. Okay.
So right around the time where she's asking for somebody to challenge Drifty is where I go in and post that I challenge Drifty. Right after that, she says, you got it.
Mm-hmm. Right, I saw that.
There's maybe assumption that you got the title shot.
She never said anything about changing her mind,
Susie. She never said anything about that. She booked the match, showed the match, then said she changed her mind. That's where I'm confused. I sent her a message at that time before anything had gotten posted at just the match. That's why I was confused and asked the question in the first place. As the scene came down,
and I talked to her
because I didn't want to bug her during her show because I do live shows and I'd be real pissed if someone was bugging me during my show unless they had a legitimate question. You know?
Here's my point to it. From the outside, somebody reads the scene. They see that you got a title shot, and then it became a fatal three-way, and then you leave, and then they go and they look at the company, and they see at the time that you're leaving the show, you leave the company. To somebody outside looking in who doesn't know everything that you've told us on the show, it looks like you've thrown a hissy fit, didn't get your way, and left the company.
Right, and I understand where you're coming from by saying that as well. I should have worded things better in the scene or done something a little better to clarify my position, and it may not have came across that way, I guess. But I was as well talking to the GM. I mean, I guess I should have clarified in the scene for people that weren't understanding.
It
had gotten clarified, and then she posted at the end, which kind of re-clarified that, you know, and like she said, you know, people are human, shit happens. I understand that. If she wants to change her show, she has the right to as a GM. I just had a question, and it was just simply because, like I said, I went in the scene, she said I had a title shot, so I left the scene. Actually, I was talking about getting prepped for the match, so I had left the scene and was finishing my matches so it would be cleared up so I could focus on that title match. And then the first match I get is a contenders match. So I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on?
I completely understand your confusion.
Like I said, I should have worded things better so people understood where I was coming from in the scene. And I'll admit I made a mistake there.
Yeah. How many times do we see people who don't get their way so they throw a hissy fit by leaving the company? And, you know, I don't believe that that's what you did, but if you don't know all of the background information that you've shared with us, that's what it appears like. It appears that you didn't get your way, you threw a hissy fit and left the company. So,
yeah, and I could see why you could see it that way. But you know, anybody that knows me or listens to my show or anything, I have nothing but great things to say about that company. I love RAWF. Out of most of the companies I'm in, it's one of the only ones I actually want to post it. It's one of the only ones I go to live shows and actually want to be a part of.
I already did.
Okay.
I'm waking up to
that's loud.
Okay, wait. Am I getting this correct? A subject speaking, don't know if their face or heel, pitches a fit, leaves the company, comes back on, says he's sorry, he comes back, gets an invite to come back to the company, only to pitch another fit, and then it's going to ride up again. Here's the thing. Put him on probation. So therefore, as a active GM in RAWF, Punisher is on probation.
Well, we got judges' vote. Judges got his vote on that, but that's up to Shell and Amadeus and the rest of the GMs to figure out.
Well, I think we have it all figured out. Judge,
I'm still confused. I'm still confused. I'm still confused why, if you're in a triple threat match, that's what you get. It was a triple threat. You want to make it more appealing for the people. You want to make the thing look better than what it is. Okay, you're going to put Punisher against Drifty. Yay. Make it a triple threat. You're going to have more people involved. You're going to have more people wanting to see the outcome of it. And yet, because you lose, you leave. No. Probation.
I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't be shit stern, but I just want to get Punisher's reaction to that.
You know, Judge, you claim I've done this before. When and how and where in RAWF? Because this is the only time I've ever been in RAWF or left the company.
So I didn't say when, where, and how. I said this is what you did. Because somebody didn't get their way, they pitched the fit. They up and left the company. Number one, that shows right there that it wasn't a misunderstanding. You was mad. You was upset. You was pissed.
I left the company,
and I love speaking
so
in the future because I hear myself coming back around and I sound
in the company,
so cool.
Judge, I think that you kind of are doing the same thing that B-Man is doing and not, you know, trying to stir a pot and doing what you do best, but quite frankly,
no. See, we're not trying to stir a pot. We're only taking what you said.
It's only going to get you nowhere.
Okay,
we're taking what you said.
If there would have to be a problem or drama in order for you to stir it. So you're trying to create a drama or ask problem out of something that was already rectified.
Amen.
Or find some other kind of problem.
Hey man, I really don't want to comment on your city further because, as much as I'd love to, I hate hearing the fucking echo. Because it's just really fucking annoying me. I'd like to move on from this topic and piss someone else off, so I don't have to listen to the echo.
Hey, hold on. Remember, this is my show.
Oh, yes, our show, man. You got to take it.
And Punisher, I appreciate you calling in and telling us what your side of this was.
Yeah, not a problem. No, I have to get going as well. I have a meeting in roughly 15 minutes with the promoter for tomorrow, so I do have to get going.
Well, thank you for calling in and telling us what your side of this was. I appreciate that.
Not a problem. I mean, you know, it's what happens in the game. Like I said, it was a problem. It got rectified. Everybody's going to have an opinion on it. Everybody's got something to say. That's fine. Everybody have your opinion. Just know that between me and RAWF or anybody else, I personally don't have a problem. If they got a problem with me, hey, I'm sorry. then have your problem. Carry on about your business and have a great night. Me personally, I'm going to go to the convention center and meet with this gentleman and a few other people and talk about some things going on. So, yeah, thank you guys so much. Thank you for giving me the time to come on and speak my side of it, because there really wasn't much of a problem after it got rectified, and I really can't state that enough. I didn't have a problem after that was done. I went on. I was working on a storyline all afternoon with somebody. So, like I said, thank you.
Okay, sure. I'm gonna kill two birds with one stone here. Punisher, and have fun with what you're doing tonight. And also, just to fix up your little problem of knowing whether you're a face or a heel, I'm just gonna put a stamp right on your friggin' forehead right now and say you're a face. You apologize way too damn much. You're a face.
Okay. I know you want to move on, but I want to know where the hell Canadian Enforcer comes into this.
Oh,
Canadian Enforcer. Here's the situation. Shell asked, okay, who wants to challenge Drifty? Pun immediately came in, said that he does. Shell said, okay, and then right after that, Canadian Enforcer said, oh, well, I guess I got here too late, and then he suggested, well, make it a fatal three-way. And so that's what Shell ended up doing, was making it a fatal three-way. And that's where Canadian Enforcer thought he should be the title shot. And so.
Wait a minute. Why did he? Because he won the triple threat? Who won the triple threat?
Canadian Enforcer.
Okay, and he got his title match from what I can see. So what was the problem?
As far as I know, I don't know what his problem was. I did not hear about that. I just knew that there was issues with Punisher.
Judge, do you know anything about this? Did you talk to Shell?
You know, here's the thing. I did not talk to Shell, and I'm doing just like what Susie said. I'm looking at it as an outside. My manager has actually been in Nashville today, and I got back just roughly 20 minutes before the show, and I was reading the chat, what all had gone on, and I went to the scene and I looked at the scene. And speaking as what Susie said, coming in from a person's perspective of just looking at it, it did look as if Punisher pitched a fit over it. That's the way it looks. Now, whether he did or he didn't, he says he didn't. That's if it is, that's fine. I'm just saying, I have not spoken to Shell. As far as I know, Shell is out.
The way Shell made it sound was that Canadian Enforcer got bitchy because apparently Shell set the Triple Crown matches wrong. So,
well, technically,
the pay per view that was She made a mistake at the pay-per-view.
How'd she do that?
I don't know, because I haven't looked at the pay-per-view yet to see, but she did say in this scene that about the Triple Crown match, well, CE, I could do that. I hope I don't mess it up this time. So I guess he complained to her about how she set up the Triple Crown match at the pay-per-view. And so...
I think each of us here can agree that this button best suits Canadian Enforcer, because I already publicly name him this anyways.
You are a douchebag. That's right. A douchebag.
It's true, though. Because, I said when I started the rant today, I said that friggin' Canadian Enforcer wants to bitch about Shell and about how she runs things, yet this man is still begging and pleading people to join his friggin' company that he owns, which he can't get off the ground because, let's just face facts, no one wants to join a company that's, like, you know, got a bunch of friggin' all dudes in there, okay? I'm just saying.
I personally, I don't have a problem with CE, but, you know, I do have a problem with, you know, people getting irritated at when GMs make a mistake and then they keep needling them about it. That's kind of the way impression I've gotten, is that CEK has needled Shell about it. I could be wrong. If I am, I apologize. But, you know, I mean, who has ever, okay, show of hands, who as a GM has ever made a show without a single mistake? Now, I don't see anybody raising their hands out in the chat.
Of course you can't. It's fucking radio.
I'm not raising my hand. I've made mistakes setting up matches. You know, you're going through and you're setting matches. You know, I go back to the CSW days. And I go back to the pay-per-view where Brewer's little gang attacked Michelle B. You remember that, Amadeus? How could you not?
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And, you know, people were complaining, well, why didn't the GMs do anything? Well, how many matches were we setting up? We probably, between those of us, and we didn't even have a handful of people that day. There was like maybe three of us setting up matches that day, maybe four. And we had, what, 40-some-odd matches to set?
Okay, but let's be perfectly honest.
And so when you're trying to get these things out, you're going to miss things in the scene. And second of all, you're going to make mistakes. And people need to cut the GM some slack.
Mm-hmm.
And they need, you know, if there was a mistake, go to them in private and say, hey, by the way, I just wanted to let you know that there was a mistake with my match. You know, it was supposed to be XYZ, and you did ABC. How are we going to correct this, or what are we going to do? And then let the GM figure out how to correct it, what they want to do to correct the problem. Sometimes it's just, well, we just let it play out as it is, and next week we do it all over again.
I see the mistake.
But you know, it's one of those things. GMs do make mistakes. We're not perfect.
Plus, at the time, during the pay-per-view, Shell basically just popped in and out. She only had a little bit of time, and she asked if I needed a quick help. I gave her a couple matches to make. She did them. She had to do them quick because she was on her way out. She did them quick, and she made a mistake. It's not a big deal. It can be rectified and fixed on the next card. So basically,
people, if you've got a problem with the way Shell runs things, you can't blame her. Blame her bloody husband, okay? He's the one that did all this shit. It's Amadeus' fault. All right?
Exactly. Wait a minute.
Not Shell, but Amadeus.
Yes,
by the
I agree
way,
with
don't,
that.
Don't hang up on Leaf Punisher on mute. He wants to continue to listen to the show.
Oh, okay? I don't know. Punisher's asking
me to do
this. I
have to say, that's probably the smartest thing B-Man's ever said. And I have to echo what B-Man said. If anybody has a problem with any of the GMs in REWF, you go to Amadeus. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's his fault.
Well, but you know, honestly, first of all, go to that GM. But approach it in a manner that is, hey, you know, you can do it in a way that's not going to set them off and get their defenses up.
I'm like, Amadeus about to blame any MSI.
Let me just say this. I do stand behind my GMs 100%. You know, if they make it happens. You know,
well,
and Shell has been GMing longer than most of us. Some of us have been in the game. So, let's cut her some slack. I cut everyone some slack. Seriously.
How many times
have I made mistakes, Amadeus?
Let's just completely ignore the fact also that that's Amadeus's wife too. He's not standing behind her because that's his wife. He's standing behind her because she's a great GM. Mm-hmm. Everyone heard it live here on radio. Okay.
Well, I would stand behind Judge if he makes a mistake. He's one of my GMs.
I do not make mistakes. Judge might like that.
Yeah.
I know something else he'd like, too.
No.
So let's see, Judge, would you like another elephant trunk, another monkey tail?
No. See, let me tell you what happened. No, see, since you haven't been here, this is what happened last week. Hollywood Rick Brutal had this big, brilliant idea to take me and Elf and your wife, Shell, down to your little haunted basement thing, salon. Well,
oh, my word. We don't even want to go there.
Yeah, we don't want to go there. But see, I have a bejeweled left nut. My plastic nut is bejeweled, bedazzled. I had it configured somehow or another. I had dreadlocks as pubes, and I had the Amadeus hairstyle.
Hey, I look like Don King and Rapunzel had an illegitimate child.
Yeah, you did.
Wow.
That was.
I'm going to have to listen back to that. But,
I had your hairstyle, so I don't want any trunks, I don't want any monkey tails, I don't want any gaga goo goos. In fact, I actually have a gift for Unstoppabot.
You have a gift.
Are you the bejeweled nut?
I know, I have a, ooh, wait, he may can take that away. No, but see, I like, the freak likes my bejeweled nut. But see, I actually have a gift for Unstoppabot, yes, I do.
Oh, yeah, well, he's doing
that. I have a gift for you, sir.
And what is this gift?
Since it's the holidays, and I'm a nice guy, and I care about people, and I've always tried to be nice to people, I have gotten you a year's supply of WD-40, so you'll never go rusty again. And it's back at REWF offices in Amadeus's office there for you.
Thank you, I think.
Oh, you'll like it, trust me.
Okay, what's the catch, Judge? I have a feeling there's a catch.
There's no catch, Mr. Amadeus, and I'm just, it's the holiday season, and I wanted to show my appreciation for all the great things and stuff about it has done to me. And since I have my husband back, I have the men's title back, I wanted to do something nice, so I got... See, I didn't even ask Self about this. I just said, I'm going to get him some WD-40, and I got him a year's supply of WD-40.
Okay, you know what? I can't stand this nice shit. I'll be back in a second. I'm going to fucking fix this. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, Amadeus, after the ghost hunting incident, yeah, Shell has green hair with purple pigtails. And
I noticed that.
Yeah, you saw that. Well, I mean, it is your
pretty
wife.
Cute.
Hers is pretty cute. My hair looks like the Bride of Frankenstein, where Don King and Rapunzel had an illegitimate child. And poor HRB. His hair looks like a chia,
a green one.
He has green chia hair.
Mm. Now,
but thankfully, I was able, you know, Shell and I went to the spa that I'm a silent partner in, and they were able to fix us all up and make us all pure, you know, massage, facial, mani-pedi, you know, the works.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Let me guess, it was on my freaking credit card again.
No.
Susie, I've just come back. I've had a bit of a breather. You know what? I agree with everyone here. This is, of course, we're getting up to Christmas, the season of giving. So you know what? Unstoppabot, I have a gift for you as well. Now, one of my favorite action movies that happened around Christmas time was Die Hard. Okay? And all I've got to say is, Unstoppabot, Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker!
Why did you do that?
Because I can, and... shit.
Yeah, B-Man, that was a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
Return, fire, return,
ducking,
fire.
Judge, hide! Hide! Oh, is it safe to peek around the corner yet, Judge?
Yeah, I was watching B-Man run. You know, this was nice not being shot at for a change. It was fun just watching somebody else get shot at.
Oh, wait,
he
hold on.
He is bouncing around like a kangaroo dude.
The bat is... the seat of his pants are on fire. He's got hot pants.
Oh, B-Man.
Stop, drop, and roll, B.
Oh,
hey, wait, that's alcohol. Beverages. You're going to light yourself up.
Poor B-Man.
Don't stop, drop, and roll right there.
Yeah, don't drop
and you're
and
paying
stop.
For that.
You're paying for that, too.
And by the way, Amadeus, you know, when I took Shell to the spa for us to get fixed after the radio show, that was not on your credit card.
Oh, good. It's about time somebody did something not on my credit card.
No, I took care of it. Because, you know, I'm a silent partner in the spa. Like, they charge me.
Okay, I have to say this. Susie, I can't imagine you being silent in anything. Just saying.
You know,
well,
it's
a spa. I don't know much about a spa. Other than they better have that one masseuse that I really, really like. Because they're really, really good at getting all the sore spots out.
You know, Ms. Amadeus, right. Speaking of... stuff that was on your credit card. I do want to apologize for the things that I purchased on your credit card fraudulently and without your consent. So therefore, I have a check, and I think the check, I'm going to make it out here to Lord Amadeus in the amount of, let's say, $10
million.
And there you go, sir. Enjoy. Feliz Navidad. Happy holidays to you, too.
Is the check rubber?
No, it's
you
a good check. It is a good check.
You know that asshole can buy me? What the... Okay, dude, seriously? Do you know how expensive these fucking pants were?
You shot at Unstoppable. He returned fire. What the... What do you think is going to happen? Did you think he'd just stand there and say, oh, that felt good? Why? Seriously?
I'll tell you what, you're paying for a new pair of fucking pants.
And stop a bot.
Hey, feel lucky you didn't get a freaking monkey's butt or something, okay? The way he's been.
Hey, wait a minute. On stop a bot, don't you remember how you had the duct tape? B-Man's little pants, about, you know, and his ass is kind of red. Maybe if you cover it with some tape or something, it would help.
Processing.
Just stand right there, B-Man. Trust me, it won't hurt. Just stand right there.
Yeah, don't flinch.
Hey, wait a second. That's not duct tape. What the fuck? Get the fuck out of here.
Oops.
You motherfucker.
It's always funny when he says, oops.
I know.
What the fuck is that?
Wow. You know,
okay,
I've heard the saying X marks the spot, but...
Yeah, you might want to tell your robot to fix this shit. Now I'm friggin' stuck to this fucking chair. What the...
Well, B-Man, hold on. I know exactly how to fix it. Just give me 1 second. Let me call. I think I have Joey Green's phone number somewhere. Let me see. Joey Green, a man with his ass hanging out of his jeans and has an egg. Yeah, here it is. B-Man, I'm going to go call Joey Green, and he'll come have fun and rescue you, dude.
I can remove him from the chair.
Okay, you want to remove him? Cool. Oh, yes. B-Man, trust me. I've had this done before. It feels like... Just go for it.
Activating flamethrower.
Oh, fuck this! I'm out of here. Fucking ass!
Really enjoying this?
Yeah, it kind of gives a new explanation of another shrimp on the Bobby, doesn't it?
For once, it's not you being, you know.
No.
Ah, son of a bitch!
You're paying for all of that. That was five cases of Jameson.
Wow, B man.
Yeah. You're going to be in some major debtage to me. Hey, Unstoppabot?
Yes, Susie?
I have a question for you. What would you like for Christmas?
Accessing. I want to be a real boy.
You want to be a real boy?
What?
I want to be human.
Okay.
I'll have to do some thinking on that because you deserve a Christmas present.
I gave him a whole case of WD-40.
Hey! No! We don't want none of that shit. Okay, we don't want like this thing turning into a friggin' Ultron or some shit. All right? Fucking new. This thing's already too smart for its own freaking good. Look what it just did to your Jameson, for fuck's sakes.
You did that when you crashed into it.
Yeah, trying to find the water or something, because he was, like, on fire.
That was not Unstoppabot's fault. That's your fault.
Now I'm walking around glued to this friggin' chair. Looks like I've got four legs coming out of my friggin' ass. What the fuck?
The flamethrower did not separate you from the chair.
Maybe you need to do the laser.
Activating chainsaw.
Oh, that'll work.
Oh, son of a bitch. Oh, great. Now it just looks like I have deformed legs. Like, what the fuck?
Well, at least you're not glued to the chair no more.
That's true. True, B.
Yeah, now I've just got a flat ass now. That's fucking great. You know how much that surgery...
Well, you never had much of an ass to start with.
You know how many women would kill for a flat ass? Seriously.
Okay, seriously, all those women that complain about having a flat ass, like, seriously, just... Or a fat ass, I should say. Like...
You know something? This is touching. This is actually touching. I just want to... Does someone have a camera? I think B-Man needs to stand beside Unstoppabot because it's like they're friends now and it could be like a Christmas Hallmark movie comment card special.
Judgy, you're just loving this so much because you get to see how much fun we've all had.
I know. Speaking of fun we had, B-Man, would you sing a song to Unstoppabot?
No.
Why? Come on, you're friends now. You're like Donnie and Marie.
See, I've got you, babe.
Oh, thanks, Sharon's not. Yeah, Sharon, Sonny and Cher, go.
No, I'm not doing that. Not pissed enough for any of that.
Uh oh, he just farted on you, B man.
Ew.
Yes, B man, please do not sing.
Did he call him Nasty Man?
I think it's a Math Man or B Man.
B-Man. He said B-Man.
Oh, he said B-Man.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure. Okay. You know, Unstoppable, this is so nice. I'm getting you two cases. I'm getting you 2 years' supply of WD-40. And I'm going to call some of the best specialists in Germany. Matter of fact, I'm going to get on the phone right now because by Christmas, you will be human. Yes. I'm going to see to it that he's a human by Christmas.
Do you really mean that judgment?
Yes, if I do not get you to become a human by Christmas, my name is not the legendary King Outlaw in disguise. I will get you to be a human. You will become a human, Unstoppable. Trust me.
I'm going to get sick.
No, what? I'm going to make sure Unstoppable becomes a human by Christmas. That is my mission. That is my goal.
Wow.
I have contacted the spermicide factory. They're getting their, I'm getting my scientists and my specialists, and we're getting in touch with some great surgeons in Germany, and we're going to make Unstoppable human by Christmas. Christmas Eve. It'll be like Tiny Tim's Christmas. Oh, it's so cute. I can see it now. Unstoppable human first Christmas. Oh.
All right, can we get away from this? Can we get away from this friggin' madness now? Can we get back on track for some shit?
Please.
This is getting a little bit too weird.
What are you going to talk about? You going to talk about what happened last night? When you said I didn't name names, I actually named a whole bunch of names, B-Man.
Well, the part I tuned in for, you did not. In fact, when one person said name and shame, you were like, no, no, I am not going to name and shame. I don't do that. It's like, what?
And then I named and shamed.
Well,
basically what I said last night, basically to talk about what happened last night, I basically, when I went to purchase Wrestler Unstoppable, and we found out all these things that have been going on, apparently, Brent Freedom gave his buddies, the Click Group, the 1.0ers, not all the 1.0ers, some of the 1.0ers, like Scarlet, Secret, Bunny, Jamer, Stallion, until Stallion became enemies, then they took it away from him. But like people like Haruki, people like Jason Slaughter, people like some of the other 1.0ers, they gave them the codes, the mod powers, where they could go in and just put countless amount of bucks and coins in their account to go into your wrestlers to see what your wrestler said as a defense when you was trying to make a move. No wonder they was holding titles in every company when we started, because they cheated. They're scammers. When they go in and stack their bag of tricks, you think it was just a glitch? No, it wasn't a glitch. They was going in, Brent Freedom was going into anyone in his stable, giving them unlimited bags of tricks. And me and Menifee outed it last night. Because we're tired of the 1.0ers that are pitching a fit because they don't have any of the special powers, special privileges they have now.
Nobody has those privileges.
Nobody has the privileges.
And
it pissed a lot of people
off. One of the things that we, and after, you know, a conversation with Kevin, the owner, nobody in WU will have those privileges again, because unless you are an employee of Sports Unstoppable, you will not be in mod.
No.
Period.
But it just pissed everybody. The more we sit back and the more we watch, the more we got pissed, because here we are coming into the game, trying to do what we can into this game, trying to make something of ourselves. You know, a lot of people can't afford to go out and buy 20, 30, 40, 50 WrestleBucks. So they have to get like one or two, or you might could afford the $5 special every once in a while, and you would slowly build up your WrestleBucks. When you have other jerks sit there and go, okay, I'm just going to go in and give my alt. I'm making an alt. So I'm just going to go in and I'm going to give him 300,000 WrestleBucks. Have an endless supply of WrestleBucks and coins Bags of Tricks. So, yeah, to finally get it out and let people know this is what was going on, yeah, it sucks. It pissed us off. We felt betrayed. A lot of us did feel betrayed. But it's in the past. Nothing we can do now. We can just go on and do what we can. And I said it last night. Me and Menifee both agreed. You know, here's the thing. Don't deal with people from 1.0 like that. I mean, and there are some good 1.0ers in the game. You have, like, Mad Cow and a few others that we play the game with, that we're associated with. Okay, fine. Those are pretty cool people. But you get the scammers and you get the people like that doing it, screw them. Don't even acknowledge them. Let them see what's going on. Because now they're pitching a fit. Because, oh, they could go in inboxes. That was the biggest thing that really pissed me off, is the fact that I could send Amadeus a private message into his Wrestler Unstoppable box, inbox. And you have people like Secret, Scarlet, Bunny, Haruki, Jamers, Stallion, all that group can just log in to your wrestler and see what's going on in your inboxes. Yeah, that pissed a lot of people off. Was it right? No, it wasn't right. If we had known it wasn't right at the time, yeah, we probably would have done something more. But no one knew all this was going on until after the sale and everything. So there you go. That was what happened last night. If you want to find out more about what happened last night, look on the feed, look on my feed, look on Menifee's feed. There's a link to the show that was on last night. Wait till after this show is over. Go and listen to it. It's pretty intense stuff.
Well, there you go.
Now, what was your topic tonight?
Mine was pretty much the same. Mine was pretty much a thing of, like, what do you, like, we had all to do with the whole Punisher and Canadian Forces situation of, like, title shots. How do you deserve them and what you don't do when you get the title shots? Like, such as leaving companies.
Well, you know, here's the thing with title shots, and this is where I've had this conversation with Amadeus. I think me and Susie's had this conversation before. Me and other GMs had this conversation before. The biggest thing that I look at is people that are storylining. I guess because I'm a storyline person, I like to see the storyliners. And if you have a company and you got your champions in there, and you go and you click on the company and you see a champion, like, let's say, for instance, hypothetically speaking, you go into REWF and there is King Outlaw as a champion. Okay, King Outlaw storylines. People know it. They've seen the storyline. They've heard storylines from him. They're going to come to that company. They're going to want to join because they think, oh, this guy's in there, so this is going to be a pretty fun company. But you go to another company and you see champions who aren't anybody because they use the ranking systems. I don't know any of these champions. I might know one or two I've had a dealings with cross. Yeah, I'm not even going to worry about it. That's how you get your champions in my book.
Exactly. But that's the thing. And that's why I laugh at people that whinge and bitch and moan about the fact that they're not getting title shots. Like, well, what are you doing to get that title shot? Nothing.
You know, I will say, though, about the ranking system, again, to get your title shots and who deserves them and who don't deserve them. Used to, the ranking system I always said sucked. But, you know, the Amadeus, and I'm not just saying this because Amadeus is here. I would say it if he wasn't here. I do like the way he presents his ranking system. He doesn't go by your wrestler ranking. Like, when we all know the ranking system in each company is so screwed up. You actually have to go in and earn it. You fight in a tournament. I mean, not many people, I don't even think anybody's ever done this. You hold a tournament. And if you win the tournament, you win, like, a big group of ranking points that can go towards something.
Exactly. But
so, I mean, it's to me, it's just up to every individual. I personally would not go to a company if they strictly work on ranking points, because I don't think it's fair. Because you don't know the ranking points. That's the biggest thing. If they don't produce a spreadsheet where people can follow the points to see who has the points, what's the use in that? Because you don't know if it's their buddies getting all the matches or getting all the publicity, or if someone's actually doing the job in the company.
Are you saying Shifty that, or sorry, Shifty? Are you saying, Judge, that I should produce the spreadsheet every month when I do the rankings?
No. I mean, it would be good for people to see it. But what I'm saying is, you got a company like, I don't know, because I'm not in any company that just based stuff on rankings, because I didn't join them. But if you got a company, let's use Terminus, the company I'm not using right now. Let's say if I go into Terminus and I say, okay, everything in my company is going to be a ranking system. Okay, and I got 150 people in that company. Okay, everybody knows we all have this, what I call, consider a clique. We all have our cliques. We have our friends we talk to every day in the game and all this. If you have someone who doesn't know anybody and they come to that company, they don't know if Amadeus worked his ass off to get the title matches, or if Judge is just giving Amadeus the title match because he's buddies with him. But if
you
someone
ain't ever given me shit, what are you talking about?
I'm using you for an example.
Oh.
I'm just saying, but now if I have a link to a spreadsheet in there where people can actually click on, like when I did the tags over there, I had that link posted and people could go in there and they could click on it and they would see the points. So they would know, okay, this person's got 6 points, this person's got 5 points. I've got to do something to try to get up there to it. So everybody could see exactly where they stood, if that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Judge, none of the shit makes sense.
I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know. I'm trying to give you something to talk about because nobody else is talking.
My medicine's kicking in.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of getting a little loopy. The rest of the show might get interesting.
Uh-oh. Are we going to have another Rhino Corn moment tonight?
Maybe.
Uh-oh.
I don't have any pain pills in me, but yeah, my sleeping pills are kind of kicking in. So I give you the disclaimer that I am not held responsible for anything that comes out of my mouth from this point on.
True.
Ooh. Are you saying we might get the F word tonight?
No.
Okay.
She never gets that sleep.
You could never, no matter how drunk, no matter how stoned, no matter how fucked up on drugs Susie would get, you could never get her to drop the word fuck.
We've heard it once.
Spicy had a friggin' sex life with her, and not even he could get her to say fuck me.
That you know of.
Oh.
What goes on behind closed doors stays behind closed doors.
This is epic radio tonight.
What?
I said this is epic radio tonight. You have Unstoppable going after B-Man, which I'm not getting attacked by Unstoppable, which is actually fun. And actually, for once, there's someone that sounds drunker than I do on Skype radio. Which is you.
But I'm not drunk. I'm just under
the
influence.
Oh, it's
going to
kick in just a little bit.
I'm just under the influence.
B-Man, if you extend this show by another 40 minutes, it'd be good.
I can't be here that long because I have to pack my ref bag and get ready for tomorrow. Because I have to leave the house at 6:15, and you'll know how well I do mornings.
Can someone tell me something? I have been away for a while, okay? I'll admit that. But who in the blue hell is Todd Wright? Seriously, who the fuck is that?
We're still trying to figure that out, too.
Because, this is either a 13-year-old kid that really needs a fucking sex life, Well, this is like some 40-year-old virgin that obviously has not found the invention of brothels.
You can put Todd Wright in the same category as a Strangleheart or Rowdy Harrison.
Ooh, wow.
But he keeps going to grab friggin' Angel's ass, friggin' Kelly's ass, and Tank's ass. But what he's gonna realize is that I'm pretty sure one's got a husband, one's a muff diver, and the other one, well, that's her daughter. So don't be fucking touching shit. And for those of you that didn't catch on to that, I'm pretty sure Angel's the one that's married. Tank's obviously the muff diver. We all know this. Tank, it's not a big secret to anybody. And, well, I think, if I remember correctly, Crushing Kelly's her daughter, correct? So I lose track of fucking Unstoppable Families. But, yeah. I'm pretty sure Amadeus has got a few kids walking around here as well, so, yeah.
Excuse me? What? No. Hell no. No. Let me rephrase that. Fuck no.
Are you sure? I did see Goldilocks walking around before. Are you sure that's not your kid? Because fucking got your hair. Just saying.
Nobody's got my hair.
Besides Judgy.
Well, yeah.
When I had it, I went straight and had it taken care of that night.
Yeah, we did too. We got pampered.
Did they want to get pictures before you got pampered? I need pictures of that. Just saying.
Well, you want to see the picture of me?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, Judge, should I go there? They've left it wide open. Amadeus obviously wants the picture of Susie to, like, you know, have a bit of a wank session over, but, you know, never mind.
I'm gonna send it to V Dizzle. That's what I'm gonna do.
For those of you who want to know what we look like, here's the scene. And here's what my hair looked like by the time it was over.
Yeah, her hair looked... Uh-oh, I'm getting a text. Hold on just a second. What did I get a text for? Hold on.
My hair looked like Don King and Rapunzel had an illegitimate child.
Oh, my God. You look like you got attacked by a gigantic skunk.
Unstoppable, are you still here? Amadeus, I have a text message I just received from the German hospital. The German doctors... The German doctors have just texted me. They have got you a spleen, a stomach, and one left lung. And they got it in isolation right now. So, dude, you're going to become human by Christmas. I just got to get the rest of the parts. Yeah, that's it. That's all.
Well, we told down... CE and harvest some of his parts for him. We couldn't harvest his balls because, well, he didn't have any.
True. Sad.
And I think Unstoppable would like a penis that's bigger than a pinky.
Did she just say penis?
I believe she just did dead yes.
She just said penis on the air. Like, she actually said the penis. Like, penis.
Penis. And Unstoppable was a penis.
She said penis and Unstoppable at the same time.
I do want a penis.
Oh my God, he just said that.
That's
this just turned into like a fucked up X-rated version of the Avengers trailer that we fucking seen. Like, like, I want to be a real boy. I want a penis. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Spit in one hand, wish in the other. See which one fills up fastest.
Just stop. Oh my
Now Susie's talking about spitting and swallowing. What the?
Yeah. Didn't say anything about swallowing. I just said spit in one hand, wish in the other.
You did say
Do we have a fucking Twilight Zone friggin' sound effect? Because fucking hell, this is just.
Wow.
Did you know it's just liquor than snot off a doorknob?
She said flicking.
I didn't say anything about flicking or licking. I said it's just flicker than snot off a doorknob.
But what is oh, God, this is classic.
Jesus.
I'm just.
Y'all get to listen to the true redneck in me.
I need to pee, but I can't leave because this is too good. I'm going to miss something.
Oh my God, this is ridiculous.
B-Man, talk. Say something.
I've got nothing for that, dude. I've got nothing.
We've got a
walking tin can that wants a penis. Susie's fucked up on drugs and wants to, like, spit and swallow some shit. Judge.
You've got a flat ass
from getting friggin' chainsawed. And friggin' Judge is just fucking happy days right now. This is. The only thing that can make this night even more weirder is if Relic Reed showed up right now and just friggin'.
Fuck off, I'm on for you!
Oh, there you go. Well, that's it. I'm done.
Well, for more craziness, folks, don't forget to tune in tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for RAWF Happy Hours, where I'm sure there will be more interesting things happening.
Oh Jesus. Yeah, tune in to RAWF tomorrow night, where you're going to see a drunk clown and freaking Amadeus probably try and write another third one-hit wonder.
Probably I won't be at Happy Hour tomorrow since we're working a soccer tournament.
Now she has hiccups. Oh, this is getting better.
I do have the hiccups.
She really is drunk. She's got the slurring. She's got the
I'm
hiccups.
Not drunk. I'm just well medicated. There's a difference. I'm just well medicated.
Yeah, this is what Susie's going to be like. Guaranteed, this is going to be Susie at this show.
Oi.
We're halfway there. Holy crap. There's 9 minutes left remaining in the show. I think, like, Amadeus just did some promoting for stuff. Oh, my God.
Hey,
to recap what's happened on tonight's show, guys, you just heard Punisher come on live on air and admit that, yeah, he bitched out and he apologized for, like, 500 times. We've had Susie go from completely straight to blind drunk in the span of an hour.
No, I'm not blind drunk. I'm just sleepy.
I tried to shoot on Stufflebot and ended up getting flamethrowered, chased with a chainsaw, and I somehow managed to ruin half a case of Jameson. But anyway.
Five cases. I heard five freaking cases.
I heard half.
Don't forget, you forgot the part where Unstoppabot wants a penis.
Yes, Unstoppabot wants a penis. Susie wants to spit and swallow, and Judge is just. Nothing's happening!
you're reading. I did not want to spit. I said, you know, we're talking about I wish. I said, wish in one hand, spit in the other. See which one fills up faster.
B, man, quit trying to be sarcastic with Elf. You know she's going to correct you every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
I know. I'm waiting to the point where she's so fucked up that she doesn't even pay attention to it.
Do you think I'm going to get that messed up? No.
Elf, anything else?
Show off. Here we go. I was supposed to hate saying this on friggin' radio because it makes no fucking sense. But show off yeses in the chat. How many of you would like to see Susie get really drunk one time and do a radio show? Come on.
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't get drunk.
Don't be pussies.
She can't. I don't believe she would die if she had that much alcohol.
Yeah.
What? For a person that doesn't drink alcohol very much, it does not take much to get them pissed. Take probably, what, one or two drinks?
Well, see, there's some people, it doesn't even take a drink to get pissed. I mean, B-Man, there's something that we forgot to give you. You know, it's the holiday season's coming up, and I've given Amadeus a gift, and I've given Unstoppable a gift. I actually have you a gift.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I wonder where he's going with this, but...
Okay. It's something that you
maybe
love.
I should give my... Maybe I should start giving my gifts out.
It's
not even
Thanksgiving yet. We're giving gifts.
This is just pre-gifts. This is a priff gift. I mean, this is something for B. I mean, B-Man loves this so much, and it would not be Back to Basics Radio if we did not give B-Man what the most important thing that he always listens to radio for.
Amadeus style, LA style. They call me Lord Amadeus.
We come out tonight with some breaking news. That thing will never be played on a fucking another radio show again. You know why? Because I'm going to chop that shit up. I'm going to fucking pour some gasoline on that bitch. And I'm going to burn the fucker.
Well, considering, A, it's on a website permanently. B, I have it on my computer and can put it back on the radio station whenever I want. Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Yeah, B, sorry.
That song is never, ever going away.
It's not.
You know, what the funny thing is, though, he came out with a second hit, and that shit hasn't been played fucking since the first time it was heard. I think
Elvis Gaze replies. Well, it's been played.
So basically, Amadeus, you're admitting to the whole of radio, you're a one hit wonder.
So far.
But you know, B-Man, I know something else that's a one-hit wonder.
If you're talking about my marriages, I know.
No, I'm going to actually sit over here and Unstoppable.
Yes, gentlemen.
Okay, I've got some parts for your body that I'm going to reconfigure and reconstruct. But until then, B-Man would like a one-hit wonder. Could you... give B-Man the one-hit anal probe.
Enhanced. Enhanced.
Wow, I hadn't seen B-Man take that much of an anus since he married my sister. And on that note, everyone, I'm Judgment from Back to Basics with your host, B-Man, Susie the F, Lord Amadeus. Tune in tomorrow night, happy hours, right here on Back to Basics Radio. B-Man, God, you are just... B-Man, you don't have to enjoy it. B-Man, you're actually liking the anal probe. I can see the smile on your face.
Judge, you shut the fuck... fuck up. There is nothing being enjoyed anywhere.
Do you feel good?
I'm getting far away from this piece of shit.
Just breathe. So, breathe, baby. Just breathe it in and breathe out. Just.
Can we just get a show song in?
Show song in. Here's a song to end. Enjoy.
Amadeus style. LA style. They call me Lord Amadeus. I am your jukebox hero. I'm not some upstart jobber or your everyday zero. As handsome as Pitt and as tough as De Niro. Try to block job me and I'll kick your rear. Love my golden hair. All the ladies are jealous of my golden hair. I love to run a brush through all my golden hair. You people wish you all had my golden hair. I said golden hair. I'm a weapon of mass destruction. You don't know, oh, you will know. I destroy those who stand before me. Now you know, so let's go. So all you bitches and you jobbers can go toe. Amadeus style. LA style, boing, 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 Amadeus style. LA style, boing, 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 Amadeus style. Fuba City, boing, 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 Amadeus style. Fuba City, boing, 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 you all down to a place called Fubar City. It's where I am from, and believe me, it's not pretty. You don't get messed up because I'm on the committee, and we don't take pity. Hey, watch my hair. You people need to learn not to pull my golden hair. God damn it, Shifty, I said not to touch my golden hair. All the fans want a lock of my golden hair. Yes, my golden hair. I will quench your thirst for carnage like Gatorade. I'm Renegade. And when it is all over, I will attain. I will reign. Till all you peons and you panthers feel the pain. Amadeus style. LA style, boing, 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 Amadeus style. LA style, boing, 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 Amadeus style.